What's up, fellas? It's Bush here. I wanted to remind you all before we get into today's podcast that our bonus content, our draft guides, all of our rankings, and our tools to help you dominate your fantasy league are all available via the season pass on flockfantasy.com. Using promo code FSE, you will get the season pass for $34, not per month, for the whole season from now until January 1st when your fantasy season is over. And a reminder, you can get our draft guides for free by using promo code FSE on Underdog Fantasy. Make your first play. Within 24 hours, it'll be in your email inbox. You are drafting the wrong wide receivers, and picking the right ones is crucial to help you win your fantasy football league. Today, I'm going to give you guys a roadmap, a macro game theory strategy on how to pick wide receivers, because we could talk about how good your quarterback is, your offense, your pass volume, all that stuff. But the number one indicator of future fantasy production is past fantasy production, as easy as it sounds. And if you guys are like me, you get past wide receiver 12 or so in ADP and you go, well, from rounds 3 to 7, all these guys pretty much blend together. Let's start with outlining why we want to hit so bad on early round wide receivers, other than the fact that we just want to win our championships. Value over replacement, fellas. How much more valuable is a high-end wide receiver hit like a Pickens or an Olave or a JSN or a Puka from last year versus a regular wide receiver one in fantasy like Nico Collins or like a top 24 receiver in fantasy like a Teteroa McMillan? These are the guys that we're looking to find in the early rounds. If you can walk out of your draft with two or three high value over replacement wide receivers, you're going to have a very good chance of winning your league. In 2024, 10 to 12 wide receivers stood head and shoulders above the rest. Last year, we saw a down season. Only 5 to 7 receivers, those guys I mentioned, JSN, Puka, Olave, George Pickens, Jamar Chase, etc., stood head and shoulders above the wide receiver position, and it should probably correct itself in 2026. Wide receiver injury rates were way up the last 2 years. 4.1 games missed on average for the first 20 wide receivers selected in ADP. 35% of them missed 5 or more games. We are so due for a regression at wide receiver injuries. 2.7 and 4.1 average games missed the last 2 seasons are both way above the average of 2.11. And getting running backs early is always going to be important. But remember that wide receiver anchors can still win you a title. Going back to 2020, we have a sample of 216 wide receivers that were all drafted inside the top 36 wide receivers of ADP. Now, what I've done for this exercise to better archetype the types of receivers we're going after to increase our hit rates is break them down into different buckets based on their past production, their age, and so on. Breakout candidates, year 3 or younger wide receivers who have not finished as wide receiver ones before. Trusty veterans, guys who are 29 plus years old, prime wide receiver ones under the age of 29, so they're 21 to 28, have a wide receiver one finish already under their belt. Again, past fantasy production, our number one indicator of future fantasy production. And then prime wide receiver twos. These are guys that don't have wide receiver one finishes necessarily, but they've been productive before, and they're not in the first 3 years of their career, so they can't be breakout candidates. And they're under age 29, so they can't be trusty veterans. They're kind of just in their prime, but they're probably not quite wide receiver one producers yet. And all this data will be available in our draft guide. And of course, you can get our draft guide one of two ways, getting the season pass down below, live draft assistance, draft guides from all your other favorite creators on the Flock League site as well. And also by signing up on Underdog using the promo code FSE at sign up and first deposit. You make a play on the site, you get the draft guide for free within 24 hours. Based on last year's finishers, you guys can see how we got to some of this data that we're going to talk about. There's a lot going on here, so I'll try and simplify things. The guys that are in green are wide receiver ones in their prime archetype. Jamar Chase, Jefferson, Lamb, etc. The guys that are in yellow were breakout candidate archetypes. Ladd McConkey, JSN, Marvin Harrison, etc. The guys in blue, trusty veterans, Tyreek Hill, Terry McLaurin, Devontae Adams. And the guys in orange, Garrett Wilson, Jameson Williams, George Pickens, Jerry Jeudy, Olave, were prime wide receiver twos. Based on their archetypes and the bucket in the far right column, we're basically using a percentage system to find hit rates of all these players. Green equals returned on ADP on the far right column. You finished at or above where you were drafted, or you finished with over 17 points per game if you didn't beat your ADP. Jamar Chase, St. Brown, Waddle, Rice, Olave, etc. further down the board. For example, Jamar Chase finished wide receiver 4, was drafted wide receiver 1, but because he had 19 points per game, we considered that returned on ADP. Easy answer. Down the board, you see Chris Olave was drafted wide receiver 34 off the board. He finished wide receiver 7. Obvious return on ADP. Guys who are in orange, they missed games with injury. You missed 6 or more games, you got this label. That's Malik Nabers, Terry McLaurin, Tyreek Hill, Garrett Wilson, Mike Evans, Calvin Ridley, and Travis Hunter. Number three, you got Boom. So if their name is in purple text, as you can see, Ja'Marr Chase's, Amon-Ra St. Brown's, Puka Nacua's, JSN's, Zay Flowers, George Pickens, Rashee Rice, Chris Olave, and Rome Odunze, those guys beat their ADP by 10 or more spots in the guys down the board. They beat their ADP by a lot, or they finish with 18 plus points per game. The guys that are in red on the far right column, they busted. They lost 12 or more spots of ADP. Those were the worst picks in fantasy. Jefferson, Brian Thomas Jr., Ladd McConkey, Marvin Harrison, DJ Moore, Xavier Worthy, and Jerry Jeudy. And then the guys in yellow with just fine as the label there, they lost 1 to 11 spots of ADP. Now, they didn't kill you, but you were probably mildly disappointed you drafted them over somebody who didn't disappoint, like a CeeDee Lamb, Nico Collins, AJ Brown, or a DK Metcalf. Now, that was just the data for last year. I did this going back to the year 2020, a sample of 216 wide receivers drafted in the top 36 of ADP since that season. And there's some stark differences at wide receiver versus the running back video that I did. The running back video, the percentages were much closer. Generally, it's harder to pick out running backs because a lot depends on the offense that you're in, the quarterback you have, the offensive line you're running behind, the scheme you're in, your receiving upside, and so on. At wide receiver, it is a lot more talent-driven. If you're a great receiver, you're going to produce regardless of your quarterback, your pass volume, and so on. All wide receivers returned on ADP in the far right column at a 41.2% rate. However, prime wide receiver ones returned at an 11% higher clip than the average. All wide receivers get injured 17.13% of the time. However, trusty veterans more than doubled that total at 35.71%. All wide receivers boomed at a 23.61% rate. But trusty veterans, it was one third that total, just 7%. And prime wide receiver ones and prime wide receiver twos hit by more than a good bit at booming 31% for prime wide receiver ones, 26.47% for prime wide receiver twos. All wide receivers busted 20.37% of the time, but breakout candidates and prime wide receiver twos missed 9% more. Trusty vets and wide receiver ones in their prime missed 6% less. And then all wide receivers on the far right column were fine about 21.3% of the time. And that was the only one that was relatively stable across most archetypes, except prime wide receiver twos, who usually were being just fine a little bit less. Now, if that was a little confusing for you, again, the goal of this is to identify which archetypes of receivers we're drafting this season. But to make sure this is more simplified, crushed, hit, and missed. The crush rate is simply their boom rate. Hit is their return rate plus their fine rate from the previous chart, and the miss rate is their bust rate plus their injury rate. So how often were you really satisfied, crushed? How often were you mostly satisfied, hit? How often were you pissed, missed? That's basically what this chart represents. And again, you can see there is a stark difference in these archetypes. Prime wide receiver ones by far the highest hit rate, with a 75% chance of being satisfied with the pick that you make. They get injured the least, they bust the least, they crush the most. It's by far the best archetype you can go after. So now to the important part of this video. Let's apply this to 2026 ADP, and you can see who's going off the board where and what archetype each player is. Now, again, we're not talking about any micro factors. Who's the better talent? Who has the better offense? Who has more pass volume? All that stuff is going to factor in. We're simply looking at which archetype of receiver they are. Ja'Marr Chase, Puka Nacua, JSN. The first six receivers are all prime wide receiver one archetypes. The first 15 receivers, only of them are not prime wide receiver one archetypes. So it's not shocking that most of the wide receivers that project very well are prime wide receiver ones. And if you look beyond that, prime wide receiver one archetypes, which are the best archetype to both hit big and miss the least often, T. Higgins at wide receiver 17 seems underpriced. Jalen Waddle at wide receiver 21 seems underpriced. Brian Thomas Jr. at wide receiver 31 seems underpriced. Some of the biggest hits in the mid rounds the last couple of years have come from picking out these archetypes. Because again, wide receiver 12 through 36 all blend together in ADP. They're going round 3, 4, 5, 6 off the board, but there will be right answers at the end of the NFL season. And I want to highlight T. Higgins, Jalen Waddle, Brian Thomas Jr. as some of the best picks that you can make based on their archetype. I do want to draw your attention also to the trusty veterans. AJ Brown, 29 plus years old, just turned 29, now has elevated injury risk, elevated bust rate, but worth noting that most of the misses in the trusty veterans category come in the mid rounds, where Terry McLaurin, Mike Evans, Devontae Adams, and DJ Moore are going. Look, I like all the micro factors for those guys. Terry McLaurin, number one for a good offense, good quarterback. Mike Evans, number one for a good offense, good quarterback. Devontae Adams, high touchdown upside and a good offense. DJ Moore, potentially Josh Allen's number one. But definitely be aware that their archetype gets injured the most often, and I would also recommend not drafting multiple of them on the same fantasy team. You want to take Mike Evans because you love his case? Great. But you probably better surround him with other prime wide receiver ones, twos, and breakout candidates. And I'm probably taking them off my board entirely if they start to deal with injuries in training camp, and we're already getting word that Mike Evans might be doing that. Breakout candidates are not all created equally, as I mentioned in the running back video. Sometimes you get a pure breakout candidate who's never been productive in the NFL yet, and we are betting primarily on a talent evaluation. Carnell Tate, Jordan Tyson, Mekhi Lemon, all rookies, of course, never played in the NFL. We're betting on the talent that we saw from them coming out of college and their micro player factors in the NFL. Marvin Harrison Jr., Parker Washington, and Luther Burden are year one to three wide receivers who've never really proven anything in the NFL outside of a couple of games here and there. But then you have the better breakout candidates, is what I'd call them. Emeka Egbuka, Ladd McConkey, Teteroa McMillan, and Romo Dunze, who, while they haven't been wide receiver ones, because they'd be prime wide receiver ones if they had been, they've been wide receiver twos and threes in fantasy before. And then guys like Emeka and Romo Dunze, who've all had stretches of wide receiver one play, but they never sustained a full wide receiver one season. If you look at the percentage of players drafted in each round to become league winners in ESPN formats, courtesy of Ryan Heath, wide receivers, generally, the league winners come from rounds one, rounds two, rounds three, round four, and round five. You generally are going to get the best hit rates at wide receiver in those early rounds, and that's why you want to be taking a couple of them. Now, again, I made reference to the fact that sometimes once the wide receiver 12 is off the board, they all start to blend together, and we have a big clump of wide receivers all going between rounds four through seven of ADP, and there's micro differences that you can argue over to put one guy over another, but sometimes they're hard to pick between. That's a real problem. Wide receiver clump, wide receiver 13 through 36 hit rates, you can see that it's the same principles. If you get a prime wide receiver one in that territory, you got a 76.92% chance of hitting on that pick. If you get a breakout candidate that you hit on in that territory, they have the best chance to crush out of any archetype of wide receiver. Trusty veterans are basically a coin flip. You're either going to hit or you're going to miss. And I will say, even when you hit, you might get a just fine receiver as opposed to a crush, only a 6% crush rate from trusty veterans there. And then prime wide receiver twos, generally, this is where they're going to go because they've never been wide receiver ones before. But also, you are going to have a pretty decent hit rate on players like that because they've probably been productive before. Like I said, they are prime wide receiver twos for a reason. So prime wide receiver ones, that is always the archetype you're looking for, especially into the dead zone, the rounds four through seven range, because in the last year, we saw running backs hit at just a 28% hit rate in the dead zone, wide receivers hitting at a 60% hit rate in the dead zone. That's where George Pickens came from. That's where Romo Dunze came from. Rashee Rice came from. Chris Olave came from. Devontae Adams came from. So since 2015, wide receivers in rounds four to seven have outperformed running backs by 12% average hit rate over expected. So that is something to keep in mind, that we do want to be taking a lot of receivers in the mid rounds in this new landscape of wide receivers, since underdog has been a staple of the fantasy community for a number of years. Wide receivers go higher than ever, so we are going to have to start getting picky with these profiles. My wide receiver strategy this season is to secure at least two in the first five rounds. I talked about it in the running back video, but my strategy is called the full house. And the reason it's called the full house is because I think running backs are a great way to get ahead in your fantasy league this year, but I still want to stay balanced with a full house, three running back, two wide receiver start through the first five rounds, probably one wide receiver in the first two to three rounds to get an anchor, and then another in the mid rounds, and then I'm going to be hammering wide receivers come rounds six through 10, fading elite quarterback, fading elite tight end, prime wide receiver ones first and foremost, if I love their micro cases. And of course, they are major targets for me if I do. And then prime wide receiver twos and breakout candidates, if I like their micro cases, I like them as well. If I could point out some of my favorite targets, T. Higgins, Jaylen Waddle, and Brian Thomas Jr. obviously stick out like sore thumbs, but I also really like Nico Collins, Devontae Smith, Zay Flowers, Malik Nabers. In the mid-round breakout candidates archetypes, I like Emeka Egbuka, Ladd McConkey, Luther Burden, Carnell Tate, Romo Dunze, and Marvin Harrison Jr. And then in the prime wide receiver twos archetype, I think Jameson Williams and Quentin Johnston are some of my favorites. I'm okay taking a shot on a trusty veteran, but again, I want them to make it healthy through training camp, and I want to like their micro takes. The guy that I've gravitated towards has been Devontae Adams, but Terry McLaurin, Mike Evans, DJ Moore all have their own merits, all have their own cases. So here's two mock drafts that I ended up doing kind of following this strategy. Again, we're targeting prime wide receiver ones, good breakout candidates, and maybe some trusty veterans that we like if they fall to us, and prime wide receiver twos that we like if they fall to us. Again, I'm trying to go heavy on the running backs. At 108, I grab Christian McCaffrey. I go London, Smith, McConkey, all either prime wide receiver ones or good breakout candidates. Marvin Harrison, kind of my upside swing, grabbing Trevion Henderson and Brooks as my RB2 and RB3. Generally, this is as weak as I'd want to be at the running back position. On the 111 mock that I do here, James Cook, Chase Brown, Kyren Williams, my first three picks, all prime RB1 candidates that I talked about in the other video. And then Emeka Egbuka, Romo Odunze, Brian Thomas Jr., Michael Pittman as my receiver core. We got a couple good breakout candidates, one prime wide receiver, one in Brian Thomas, and then Kyle Pitts at the tight end position. But that essentially will do it for me here on the early round wide receiver strategy. I do want to remind all of you guys that we have a ton of bonus content available for you on flockfantasy.com. The season pass will get you access to our in-draft assistance. So you guys can see on the clock, I'm in at the 107 here. I'm getting recommendations on who to draft based on me and Danny's combined rankings, Mason's rankings, Domain's rankings, everything saying that Amon Ross St. Brown here should be my pick, and it adjusts as you go through your draft. That is the live draft assistance. You can also get access to our draft sheets. Let's say you play in wonky league settings. You're in a Yahoo league. You're in a full tight end premium, full point PPR, two wide receiver, two running back, two flex with seven bench spots. Our rankings will adjust direct to your league settings. We, of course, have all of our expert rankings up to date on the site, our consensus ADP tool, ESPN, Sleeper, Yahoo, Underdog, FFPC, CBS, and so on. And of course, we also all have draft guides available for you. Our redraft rankings manifesto, draft guide from Fantasyland, the algorithm from the Domain Boys. We have my 2026 fantasy football projections, our dynasty rookie draft guide. Head on over to flockfantasy.com to get all of that bonus content. You can also get our draft guide to help you win your fantasy league, our redraft guide, our projections, and our dynasty rookie draft guide for free when you sign up on Underdog Fantasy. Use the promo code FSE, which will be linked down below in the pinned comment. Sign up, follow that link, make an entry into a draft or a pick'em entry, and you will get access to our draft guide for free. So once you make your first play on the site, you deposit $10, you make a $5 entry into a draft, you'll get access to our draft guide for free within 24 hours directly to your email inbox from Underdog. So if that interests you, links down below in the pinned comment. Subscribe to the channel if you got some value from this video. I always find this video very valuable for myself because I am always looking for edges in those mid-round wide receivers. A lot of people understand to take receivers in the mid-rounds, but not everyone thinks to combine archetypal drafting with the micro player takes of how good their quarterback is, what kind of target competition they have, and that kind of thing. So with that being said, peace out. I'll talk to you soon.